Hello, hello, and welcome to Near Death Dolls. I'm Paige.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other cryptic shit.
Oh man, what are you talking about?
It's cryptic. Nobody knows.
Nobody could possibly know. So thank you for joining us, guys. We're coming in hot with some urban legends. And you know what? Let's just jump right in. Paige, what do you have for us today?
I got New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, you say? Why is that so southern? New Hampshire is southern.
Oh my
southern.
God. Yes, yeah, so I do. I don't know. I can't really do.
What are New we Hampshire doing accent. Here? What kind of accent are we doing? We're just doing whatever.
Henry Thomas. I don't know. I'm trying to do like some. That's probably more New York. I don't know. I can't do accents.
It's a little Boston-y.
A little Boston-y.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah, you're right.
Coffee.
That's the only Boston word I know. But yeah. I've never been to New Hampshire myself. You've been to Vermont. Did you get to New Hampshire?
I did. Right. Actually, it was very lovely.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it similar looking to Vermont?
Pretty much. You know, I gotta say, though, it was very bizarre. There weren't a lot of gas stations. We were taking, I don't know what road we were taking. I'm sorry. We were trying to get from Vermont to New Hampshire to Maine. However we were going, there weren't a lot of gas stations, which I thought was really weird. But in Texas, maybe it's a Texas thing, like, we just have a gas station on literally every corner.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere there's a gas station. Like, any main road where you go to a red light, there's a gas station on the corner. At least one. Minimum.
At least. Yeah. Sometimes it's four of them.
Yes. Yes. They want to be very convenient for you. But anyways, otherwise, it was very beautiful. I thought it was really gorgeous, especially when we went in early October for our honeymoon.
Ooh, so you got to see some foliage?
A little bit. It hadn't quite turned by the time we were there, because we went a little earlier in October, but if we had waited a couple more weeks, I bet it would have
been bright reddish orange. That would have been nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're leaf peepers. Were we trying
leaf
to be?
Leaf peepers.
Have you ever heard that? That's a thing. Yeah.
Was that what they called them on Family Guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. They did.
Something like that anyway. Leaf but peepers. Yeah, that was a fun... Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, uh-oh, they're coming.
Hey, don't begrudge us Southerners, because usually it hits all at once and then everything's dead.
I know, right? It's like, I've never lived somewhere where there's like changing seasons. Colors.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, not really.
Yeah, I'd like to see it one day. My friend, I've had a really good friend move to New Hampshire this year, and I'm bummed out about it because they left San Diego because of COVID reasons. They had to get a new job. So they had to relocate all the way to New Hampshire, which is like one of the farthest points away from San Diego that she could get. But anyway, so she also went from 70 degrees weather most of the time. We got up into the 90s this year to New Hampshire, where it's already snowing right now.
I know. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. She's miserable already. She's like, dang it. But she sent me some very lovely photos of, you know, on her weekend, she'll drive around and look at New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And it looks nice. I'm going to go visit her one of these days. But I asked her if she's heard of this urban legend, and she said absolutely not, and she would rather not know more about it, just in case she ever wants to go into the woods.
That's awesome.
So here we go. New Hampshire. So for those of you who don't know, New Hampshire is the state sandwiched between Vermont and Maine. Their motto is live free or die. Pretty cool.
Die hard. Live free or yeah. Die hard.
I know. I was like, what is that? One of the Die Hard sequels?
Uh-huh. It is.
But
yeah.
I think I've seen all of them, but
I think I have too, yeah.
So that's their motto. That I thought that was pretty cool. Those are my only two real facts about the state, just to set the groundwork for the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about Coos County, New Hampshire.
Couscous County?
Couscous. Ooh, couscous is so good.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, I love some couscous, but yeah, I don't remember how couscous is spelled, but this is spelled COOS County, Coos County.
Yeah, it's not spelled like that, but cool.
Okay, so it's not the same, but no. Coos County is northern New Hampshire, so it's bordering along Canada, and it's heavily wooded, very rural, not a lot of people there, and it's filled with white-tailed deer.
Ooh, how cute.
I know, I bet it's very cute, and, you know, all kinds of woodland creatures. They have maple and pine trees. My friend who's been around up there said that she's even seen a couple bald eagles, which is awesome.
Love a good baldy.
Oh, yeah. I do, actually. But but besides all those woods, those heavily wooded areas up there in Coos County might also be the home to a nice tall drink of water called the Woods Devil.
The Woods Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Like a devil in the woods?
Like a devil in the woods.
Ooh, a tall drink of fire water.
It's not really a devil. It's more like a Sasquatch.
Tall drink of Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. A fuzzy drink. Like a fuzzy navel.
I've got the vapors.
Lisa's over here fanning herself. Mm-hmm. She's bringing me my smelling salts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they describe the Woods Devil as being similar to Sasquatch, meaning it's bipedal, tall, hairy, you know, Sasquatchy.
Hmm, squatchy. Love it.
Squatchy.
Love a good squatch.
So the Woods Devil, though, different from Sasquatch, has a little bit more gray fur, whereas, you know, Sasquatch is a little bit more brown. It's skinnier than a Sasquatch. Sasquatch, I picture anyway, as being real thick like linebackers. But this guy, he's 7 to 9 foot tall, which is about, you know, they say Sasquatch could get up to 10 feet tall. So it's the same height. But the Woods Devil is super skinny, like a beanstalk.
A string bean.
Like a string bean, yeah.
Sorry, I think I went full Forrest Gump there.
They are disproportionately skinny. Like, if you imagined a person as tall as this, which obviously I've never seen someone who's 7 to 9 foot tall, but this is so much skinnier than a person. So it's kind of like freaky skinny. Freaky, like a, oh my God, what's the name of that freaky guy in a suit? With a completely white face, and they made him up on the internet a couple years ago, but little girls believed in him so much that they killed for him.
Slender Man.
Slender Man! Thank you. I was going to say Skinny Man. I knew
skinny
it was
wrong.
Skinny
Man. No.
But, so it's super skinny like that. And mm-hmm. So skinny that they can actually hide behind trees in the woods.
Not going in the woods now. Not going in the woods.
That's what my friend was saying. I was like, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't scare you. But that's where they are up there in the woods. And this is what a typical sighting might look like for anybody up in those woods who sees a wood devil. They stand perfectly still to camouflage themselves against tree trunks. Mm-hmm. And since they've got kind of grayish fur, it blends right in. The person walking past might not even see them because, you know, they hold perfectly still. But if you pass by the tree that they're hiding behind and, you know, you get to the other side of it where they are, they'll quickly flip to the other side to hide behind that side of it. So you might see like a little movement out of the corner of your eye. If there are no trees, the Woods Devil might stand on its own, pretending to be a tree.
Nice furry tree.
Right? Like, I don't think you're as hidden as you think you are. And they say that the Woods Devil doesn't like to be found. It's not a very, I wouldn't say an unfriendly creature because that implies that it's dangerous. It's just shy.
Aw, how cute.
Yeah. So that's why it hides behind trees. But if someone walks, they say that you can walk right up to a Woods Devil, not even realize that it's there because you just think there's a bunch of trees around. And if you come up right against it and look up and notice that it's there, it'll look down at you, realize that you're looking at it, and start screaming before it runs away.
Are you kidding me?
That's how the sightings go, apparently.
I've been seen.
Like, no!
I can just see, like, it waving its arms in the air, its big furry arms.
Oh my God. And it runs very fast. So it screams and runs away, and it's just like a blur between the trees. So that is the typical sighting of a Woods Devil. It's pretty scary, pretty spooky stuff. If you guys look up Woods Devil, you might see, hopefully, this is the picture that I've seen the most. It's a drawing that somebody did. Somebody saw the Woods Devil in 1990 with their buddy, and they drew a picture of it, what they said it looked like. He described was that they were on a river with him and his friend were on a boat in a river, and they looked up and they saw this Woods Devil just standing there staring at them, smiling kind of creepy. And then as they passed by, it climbed up a big tree like a sloth, and then it just stood there. Like it hung from the tree and blended in so well that they said if they hadn't seen it climb the tree, they wouldn't have known it was there.
Is a drawn picture, correct?
Yeah, it's just a little sketch, like a pencil sketch.
It looks like a meerkat with a big face.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the picture.
It's kind of goofy. I could totally see it running away in fear. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of like a string bean kind of skinny guy.
Yeah, like way too skinny for something just walking around. And it's got a creepy smile in that picture too.
It does.
But that actually did not happen. I feel kind of like I'm cheating because that story that I found happened in New York and not in New Hampshire. But it's the Woods Devil. So to me, that picture looks like a Muppet. And I would like to see a Muppet in the woods one day.
It looks like the meerkat from Lion King. Was it Timon from Lion King?
Because without ears.
Yeah, the way it smiles and his nose. Like, I'm totally not afraid of it. Okay, I'm sure if I met that in the woods, I would be afraid. The drawing didn't imply furriness, though.
No, yeah. It was just a real simple sketch, huh? Yeah. It kind of looks like a person, doesn't it? Like just a hairless person.
With a creepy smile. But I mean, that's what it could be. You never know.
That's what it could be. That's true. If it's just got gray fur, but it blends in, maybe it's not fur. Maybe it's skin. Ugh. I don't know why that freaked me out. Yeah. Yuck. Put on like some clothes, you damn woods ape.
You damn dirty ape of the woods.
I bet you stink too.
Jeez, Paige. Take it down a notch.
That's what they say. Sasquatch is supposed to smell like eggs, and he's a cousin to Sasquatch, right? So maybe he does too. But that's what I got for you, the Woods Devils of New Hampshire.
Very nice. I liked it. I'd never heard of that one.
Yeah, me neither. It's a new cryptid for me. So that's it for New Hampshire. What have you got for us, Lisa?
I've got Colorado.
Ooh, weed. No, I'm just kidding.
When I was researching like fun facts, I'm about to tell you some fun facts. I didn't come across any weed-related ones, but I think you're going to like the ones I do have.
I'm sure I will.
Okay, so Colorado fun facts. Number one, Colorado is the only state in history to turn down hosting the Olympics.
What? They were like, no, no.
They thought it would be too costly to prepare the city as well as what it would cost to clean up after, but ironically, it is home to the U.S. Olympic Committee and the Olympic Training Center.
They're like, see, we already know how bad it is because we've got the committee right here. So no thanks. We're okay. Yep.
So number two, Denver burger restaurant Humpty Dumpty's Drive-In trademarked the cheeseburger in 1935.
Whoa!
I didn't know you could trademark a cheeseburger, but there you go.
I wonder if they're still getting paid for that. That's pretty cool.
It might have been reverse. I don't know. They might be able to do cheeseburger with a TM above it. Where no one else can. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure that McDonald's does not have to pay them for that.
No, but I mean, McDonald's, Burger King, all the other places have their like quarter pounder with cheese or their, you know, they have their own brand of special burger, right?
You're right. You're right. Like, maybe that's why they had to come up with their own names.
Probably. So, okay, you're going to love this next one.
Okay.
I'm hoping I say it right. I think it's Nederland or Nederland, Colorado, it's a city, has a cryogenically frozen body in a tough shed.
Ooh.
So a tough shed is a brand of like outdoor shed.
T-U-F-F, right?
Yes, T-U-F-F.
Yeah.
So the body is that of Bredo Morstel, a Norwegian who died in the late 80s and has been kept frozen all these years. And in honor of him, Colorado has a annual Frozen Dead Guys Days festival.
Frozen Dead Guys Days. Wow. Uh-huh.
And this includes coffin racing, a hearse parade, a frozen dead guy lookalike contest, and they have a documentary called Grandpa's in the Tough Shed. Oh, but they have actually updated the film, and now it's called Grandpa's Still in the Tough Shed.
Oh, nobody took him out yet.
Nope, he is still there, technically. I wouldn't want to be the one to pull him out. Anyways.
No, I would not either.
Yeah, but I can only imagine how much fun that festival is. I mean, I feel like there's a festival for everything, and I love that there's a Frozen Dead Guys festival.
Yeah, especially because there's only one frozen dead guy.
Pretty sure.
That is really funny. And the coffin raising, I have to see that. I would bet on it too, and I'm not a betting man.
Sure you would. Yeah, I hope you wouldn't be a betting man either, but there you go. So, number four, Jolly Rancher candies were invented in 1940 in Colorado.
Tasty.
Yeah, I hope you guys got some of those when your kids went trick-or-treating.
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Number five, the largest, most secure federal prison called Supermax is in Florence, Colorado. It holds terrorists, assassins, as well as double agents.
Holy moly. It's got assassins in there too? Damn.
I mean, this is one of the most secure prisons, and it's called Supermax.
Supermax. Sounds like a maxi pad.
Let's hope there's some blue stuff involved.
Yeah, yeah, you know, wholesome.
Okay, guys, so my story is very short, and it's not a typical urban legend that, like, goes around like a ghostly killer or a cryptid, but I thought this was really interesting and kind of weird. So... Ready. Well, I think you're like this. Have you ever seen the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
I haven't watched it all the way through.
Okay, no worries, no worries. It has Richard Dreyfuss in it. So I saw it for the first time a few years ago, and I thought it was entertaining enough for being a slightly older film. Mm-hmm. So in the movie, there's a scene where there's a pattern of numbers coming through. The numbers are 104, 44, 30, and then the second set is 40, 36, 10. Hmm. And one of the characters, like, I think they're like scientists or something, and they're trying to figure out what this is. And one character says those are coordinates.
Oh.
Okay, and when they look up where the coordinates go, it goes to the Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
Oh.
Okay, but in reality, that's not where it goes.
They lied.
Mm-hmm. So in an article by Westword, I guess it's westword.com, Jared Maher writes that a YouTuber entered those coordinates, and guess where it leads to?
Somewhere in Colorado?
Mm-hmm. You want to take a guess as to where?
The Stanley.
No, but oh. Good guess. I like your educated guess.
Oh, thank you. Where does it actually lead?
Denver International Airport.
Oh, shit, Lisa. Oh, my God.
So, now, the YouTube video, I tried clicking on it, on the link to it, and it's been taken down for some reason. I don't know why. It's just not available anymore.
Sus.
Very sus. So, I looked up the coordinates myself, and while it's not 100% accurate, it's pretty darn close. It's about 60 miles away from the airport.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's pretty close.
That's pretty close. And I rounded. I didn't put in all the little do-do-do-do. Like, there's a lot of extra numbers to put in. So, just rounding it.
63.5923, something like that.
How did you know? I'm just kidding. So the actual latitude is north 39.856094, and the longitude is west, I guess, negative 104.673737. So instead of being 104, 44, 30, then 40, 36, 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty close. The 39, I rounded to 40, and that's kind of what it is. And then the 104, there's 104.
I think that rounding's safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Close enough.
So while you might think this could have been like an inside joke by the writers of the movie, keep in mind, this movie came out in 1977. The Denver International Airport's land wasn't even purchased until sometime in the late 80s.
So it's not even an inside joke.
Mm-mm.
That's really weird.
That's
Why
really
would they
weird,
do
right?
that?
I don't know.
Why would they... That's so funny. They're like, there's these coordinates. It's going to be part of the movie. Let's just make it go to Wyoming. Or, I mean, you know, like, we're going to say random numbers and then mm-hmm. be like, it's in Wyoming and it's not.
And I'm very confused. Like, it wouldn't have been that hard. I wouldn't think it would have been that hard to use some kind of map
yeah.
to figure out the coordinates, the actual, what's it called, Devil's Tower in Wyoming. I don't know why they didn't actually put those coordinates in there and make it real. They just were like,
yeah.
Hey, let's come up with these coordinates, blah, 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 you know?
Right. And it's not even for very far away. It's like, it seems almost purposeful. Maybe there was already an underground bunker 60 miles outside of where the airport was going to be.
You never know. You never know. And so I was thinking, like, could Hollywood have, like, have insider knowledge and put this in the movie script for some kind of code in the future? Because I'm like, it's a really, really odd coincidence. And
it is.
If any of you have listened to our Denver International Airport episode, you'll know that the airport leans into conspiracy theories, and it even does a few showings of Close Encounters of the Third Kind around Halloween. Do you remember that? And I was like, that's kind of a weird movie to show in my head, I thought that was a very weird movie to show. I'm like, you could do like Men in Black, you could do this, you could do that. But yeah, they show Close Encounters of the Third Kind around Halloween at the airport. So
they even lean into that.
I guess. I didn't know that. And that's so weird because I was watching, or not watching, but when I was researching Denver International, I never came across this little theory legend, urban legend thing. Yeah. Never even came across it.
It's a really cool one, too. I mean, they're all really cool about that airport, and this is just, like, icing on the cake.
It really is. I thought, you know, I feel like we typically do either a cryptid, we do a haunting, and things like that for urban legends, but I could not help myself, because this one just sounded so interesting and fun.
It is.
And like I said, it's not exactly where the airport is. It's about 60 miles away, but it's still... I'm like, it's not like 300 miles away.
Right.
It's still least in the state, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, it's close enough. I mean, what else is out there?
I don't know. I don't know, man. But yeah, that's what I got for Colorado.
Dang, that is so cool, Lisa. I want to... I mean, you know, when you told me about the Denver International... If you guys haven't listened, go listen to Denver International episode, then come back to the end of this episode.
It's a fun episode all the way around, so there you go.
Yeah, that one's a really good episode. Anyway, I just want to go there and see all the murals and Blucifer and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, I did a Google like street view of Blucifer. Actually, I was I was putting in different coordinates into this coordinates thing, and I just typed in Blucifer, even though that's not the actual name, and it took me straight to Blucifer. I was like, oh my god, these are Blucifer's coordinates.
They were like, oh, we know, we got you, we know what you're trying to do.
And I think if I'm correct, I put Blucifer on Google Maps and it took me to it, and I'm like, it's not even actually called Blucifer, but there you go.
Yeah, it's stuck. That name stuck hard.
And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, go listen to that episode about the airport, not Blucifer. He's in the episode.
He's in the episode. Yeah, you'll see him or hear about him. And then Google it.
Then Google it.
All right. Well, that concludes the urban legends of New Hampshire and Colorado. Thank you for listening, darling dolls. Be sure to check us out on Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast. You can always tweet us on the Twitter at Near Death Dolls. And if you want us to cover an urban legend from your state, send us an email at neardeathdolls@gmail.com with urban legend in the subject line.
And if you like what you heard, please rate and review us on Google Podcasts. Seriously, if you could just do us the solid by leaving us some stars real quick, a little written review, if you don't mind, you can just totally say, hey, great podcast, and leave it at that. We'll be totally happy with that. You can also help us out by getting our podcast out there by sharing screenshots of whatever episode you happen to be listening to and tag us. Oh gosh, we love you doll faces so much. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Later. Ta-ta.
Hey, ta-ta. Ta-ta.
Ta-tas.
Oh, my. Wrangle them in, Paige. Wrangle them in.
No, I don't want to.
Paige, you should get your upper top of flapper supper.
I
know.
I need an underwire up in here.
Oh, jeez. Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.